SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Ben and Eddie, Yutz, who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows openings, closings, bad repartee, everybody knows. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace. Well, it's an interesting show we've got for you today. We're digging deep into the Super Happy Fun Time archives to bring you a very special episode of the program from sometime in 1993. It was a different time back then. The internet hadn't been invented. People had payphones in their hallway. You had to light the television with a candle and there was only 16 channels. While the world may have changed in magnificent and terrifying ways, you will quickly notice that our hosts, Bang and Eddie Yutz, have not. Yea, though they be older and fatter, they are certainly none more wise. Hence the Super Happy Fun Time Hour continues. But I digress. Please enjoy this classic episode of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour from sometime in the year of our Lord 1993.
When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume. Dance.
Attention. This is a repeat of an episode of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour that first aired in 1993. Enjoy this classic trip through time with Bang and Eddie Yachts.
That's right, Bang. You are listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER. The year is 1993, which seems like a weird thing to mention that way, but you'd have to think that most of our listeners would know what year it is, right?
But look, with our listeners, you never really can tell. We love to get in touch with our listeners. If you want to get in touch with us here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, the best and most technologically advanced way to do so at this stage, which is, of course, in 1993, is to send us a letter to our P.O. Box.
That's right, Bang. You can get your biro out and send a postcard to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour, P.O. Box 420, Surrey Hills, Sydney, 2010. Don't write any profanities on the postcard. I've got a mate called Robbo, and he works at the Strawberry Hills Postal Centre, and he reckons they are required by the Queen to bin any postcards with swear words on them. Did you know that, Bang?
Well, I mean, she is on our coin, so we should listen to what she's saying. I think that also explains why we don't get a lot of mail, Eddie. You're listening to the Super Funtime Hour on 2SER on the FM spectrum. The future of radio listening. Here's a brand new track from a couple of years ago. It's Del the Funky Homo Sapien with Mr. Dobolina.
Oh! I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is...
Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. 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 Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina.
Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid, because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted you used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies, but DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Dobolina.
Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina.
Like you thought you could fool me. Ooh, Mr. Dobolina. Teach Wizard put me on a stuff and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just to wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Dobolina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes. They all catch the vapes, even though last year there was GQ. Took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bombing. Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew. But DEL is not down with any clowns of justice, so I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester Dobolina. Because you don't impress me, Dobolina. The style of dress is not the key, Dobolina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Dobolina.
Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina.
Glory, hell, stupid! Mr. Bob Dobolina. Glory, hell, stupid! Mr. Bob Dobolina.
Mr. Dobolina.
CRFM. It's a super happy fun time hour.
That
Attention. This is a repeat of an episode of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour that first aired in 1993. Enjoy this classic trip through time with Bang and Eddie
Morrissey Nuts. And the Smiths there on 2SER FM, following on from Jane's Addiction with Being Caught Stealing. I've got to tell you, Bang, here in the early 90s as we are now, it seems like the future is very bright for our Morrissey. I can only see him being lauded and raised even higher on the pedestal that he has been placed by the indie world at this stage. I, for one, would be shocked if anything could happen that would make the public turn on Morrissey. You'd be more likely to see Ben Affleck playing Batman than the public turning on Morrissey, I reckon.
Well, there's so many Batmans these days. Who's this Ben Affleck you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, he's this up-and-coming Hollywood movie star, Bane. He's only had a small role in the Richard Linklater film Dazed and Confused, which was set about 15 years ago from now in the 70s. Have you seen that one?
Oh, you know I've seen that one. All right, all right, all right. You know I have. great film. Don't remember that Affleck guy, but I'll take your word for it, mate.
I'm predicting big things for him in the future, Bang. Just like I am for this group, this is Urge Overkill with Positive Bleeding on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER FM in 1993.
Done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't dish, my crickatash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
About the groove.
Sing it.
Contrary to what I have wished, it seems that I've been dissed. But hey, I don't wanna miss this wonderful opportunity. My boys, they try schooling me, but see, I know what I want. Someone who'll be there for the whole nine. This honey is so fine, but now she's hung up the line. Upset because I told her I'm busy. She made like a grizzly and started chewing my head off, screaming that I spend more time with friends. And also, she said I ruined her weekend. I said I know the stuff we had planned, please understand. And now I'm lovesick. Relationships can grip with the pain. Arguments in the crib, in the streets, on the train. I'm crazy fed, but then still, when she ain't there, I feel sad, I feel ill. Frowning cause I'm down in the dumps. The other night I took her out so she could shake her rump. But after we were there for a few, some girls that I knew stepped up and asked me to come too. I guess I didn't realize I'd hurt her. She said I had the nerve to just neglect her like that.
then she started bringing up past things, and she kept asking, how come our love isn't lasting? I said, hey baby, please calm down, cause I'm still around, and it's for you that my heart pounds. Can I call you later on? You say I treat you wrong, but why you flipping on me? She said something else and then clicked. Left me alone on the phone with the tone, and now I'm lovesick. They were having at their house. I looked at my girl, and yo, she started walking out. I said, hey love, just wait for a second, and won't you just check it? It's all a part of making records. Those were just some friends in the business. No need to get angry, so listen up while I kick this. And what about the things we discussed about having trust? What's all this attitude stuff? Now hun, you know that I wouldn't play you, but time after time you let your jealousy sway you. Hey, don't you turn your back like that. Come on, this is whack. You're heated up like a thermostat. Then she stepped off in a whirlwind, and I don't know when or if I'm gonna see her again. I could have sworn she was the right one to pick, but now, man, I'm just lovesick.
In there with Love Sick. Before that, we had D Light. That one featured Bootsy Collins and Q-Tip from a new group called A Tribe Called Quest. That track was called Groove Is in the Heart.
Hot track.
This might seem like a hot track, baby. This might seem like a weird thing to say, Eddie. But it's great living in the 90s, don't you think?
Oh, man, I love living in the 90s. It feels like the future. I just got one of those phones, Bang. It's got buttons instead of the big dial with all the holes in it. Have you heard of these phones, Bang? They're called button phones.
Button phones? Really? So you're telling me with your button phone, when you're dialing a number, instead of waiting for the dial to spin back round, post dialing the number, you can just press the button and then move on to the next button? This has got to be an excellent time saver.
I got to tell you, it's revolutionized the way I use my phone. It's a great technological advancement. And when I see them, I can't see them improving on it, really. I mean, what else could you possibly do with a phone? This thing's got buttons. You press the buttons in, bang, you're instantly talking to someone anywhere in the world if you can afford it. If you got one of those phone cards that you can get from Telstra, you can put that in the thing. It's great. But anyway, we've reached the pinnacle of human achievement and technology now, surely, with this button phone, bang.
You better believe we have. Hey, I was talking about a new group that's come out. It's called A Tribe Called Quest. I really like these guys, man. Let's take a cut from them now on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. This is Tribe Called Quest with Benita Applebum. World Cabbage Report coming up soon.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebum.
Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita, Benita, Benita. Hey, Benita. To meet you. For the kind of stunning you miss, I must beseech you. Mm-hmm. Hey, being with you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got my
Bonita Apple Bum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Apple Bum.
Tell you things some brothers don't. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Apple bum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita apple bum, you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bum, you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bum, you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita apple bum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
Yes, welcome back to World Cabbage Update. This is your host, Barbagello Ronson, and we're here today in the Mount Coother Botanic Gardens, and we're doing a very special activity tonight. As you know, in the past, I've tried to broadcast here at the Botanic Gardens in Mount Coother numerous times, but they never allow me to. They never get me a permit. So we've been forced to perform here, do our show here at midnight, and we're up here now near the lookout. And again, I had to cut through security fence with bolt cutters, and I've been sneaking around the gardens with a torch, dodging security guards for about 4 hours. So I'm quite tired, but it's great to be here. Now, the thing is that we here at World Cabbage Update do not take kindly to people who disparage cabbage, and Mount Coother Botanic Gardens has been disparaging cabbage for many years, as most local people would understand. They're always saying bad things about cabbage. I mean, they never actually really say it literally, but you can always pick up if they have some kind of brass band concert. They, in their pamphlet, they... You know, they sort of praise, brass bands and conductors, and but they never mention healthy agriculture, or even the huge area, the huge tracts of land where they occupy with their fake forests. They never grow cabbage. They could easily grow square miles of bok choys or lettuce or cabbage. Or even, God forbid, cauliflowers if they were desperate, but they never even do that. And it's just, so something has to be done, and tonight I've decided to do it. I've hired 32 water trucks who have about to run over the fences and drive up here, and we're going to pump water down and flood the entire Mount Coother Botanic Gardens, basically until they're so waterlogged that they have no choice but to grow nothing but leafy green vegetables 24/7. And then they'll probably hire me to do poetry readings and lectures, a lecture series about cabbage. That'd be a good idea. I could do that. I could talk about the mythical cabbage, totems through history and everything. That'd be great. Anyway, the Traverse truck's here. Okay, guys, let the water go. Are you having trouble there? Just turn the tap. All right, there we go, flooding now. This is going to be great. All of the whole Botanic Gardens is going to flood. And it'll be cabbage a go-go for the next 40 years here. It's fantastic. The security guards are making it. They're on their way up. Now, guys, if they bring rifles, guns, strobe lights, just hold firm. Don't run away. No, don't go. Don't leave me here. Oh, God. I knew they'd chicken out. You can never trust guys and girls in water trucks, you know. As soon as they get as soon as the armed forces come for them, they drive off. So, is that the Navy? I didn't think we released that much water. All right, I'm off. I think that's the Air Force. Yeah, that's bad luck.
Thank you.
Of an episode of the Super Happy Fun Time Hour that first aired in 1993. Enjoy this classic trip through time with Bang and Eddie Yachts.
Sonic Youth with Teenage Riot. My Baby Just Cares For Me by Nina Simone on 2SER 107.3 FM. We just care about you, our listeners. This being the 1990s, as it is, Bang, I wonder how much longer Barbagallo Ronson will be into cabbage. Surely he won't still be advocating for the green leafy vegetable with this much fire in his belly as we go into the next millennium. And I think if he keeps this sort of guerrilla cabbage gardening stuff that he's doing up, he's going to end up in prison for sure. But hopefully it'll be a cabbage-friendly judge who'll go lenient on him. Barbagello.
Yeah. The graphics on this game are just so good. But yeah, that cabbage man. Yeah, I read an article about him in Mad Magazine. They say that they call him the fruit of tomorrow, and that in a few years we'll be able to fuel our cars with cabbage.
Wow.
Who knows what else we'll be able to do with it. Maybe we might even be able to power a rocket to travel all the way to the moons of Saturn. You know, just to check those places out. Because we need to live there or mine them for precious metals. Or both. Just because, you know, we're a great species as humans. And, you know, I think we're capable of great things. And I don't know why, I'm just feeling real optimistic, man. What's that thing that Han Solo says? I got a really good feeling about this.
Hey, we should go get some space food sticks and rent that out from the video shop.
Yeah, man, we should check that out. I've got to jog my memory. It's a great idea. Let's do this. Hey, we're out of here. That's enough. Super happy fun time for another week. We'll catch you real soon. Don't forget, send us a letter to the P.O. Box. Give us a call here on the phone. Keep it locked on 2SER 107.3 FM.